Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the great challenges is if you like some of the bigger Italian reds, is getting wines from Piedmont that don't break the bank.
Oh, Hugh, you know, you got Barolo, you got Barbaresco.
Yeah.
Delicious wines, but boy, yeah. $50, $60, $70, $80.
And up.
You're not kidding.
Right.
But the good news, and we did some digging on this, is that you can find a lot of very nice wines for around $20 a bottle. So these are all going to be perfect Saturday night dinner wines.
That's terrific.
Really delicious. Let me start with one I really loved. Carlene De Paolo's wine, from a region called Terre Alfieri. It's Nebbiolo.
Okay.
And it's $22. Now, this is just a few miles from Barolo. And most of the grapes there are the white Arneas, but they do have a little bit of plantings of Nebbiolo. So this region sort of plays Côte de Rhône to Barolo's Chateauneuf du Pape,
okay,
if that makes sense.
It does.
It doesn't have the majesty of Barolo or the wildness of Barbaresco, but it could be seen as sort of a junior varsity Barolo.
Sure.
And it's going to age a lot faster, which is really good news. But it does have a lot of Nebbiolo character. The aroma is surprisingly floral. Roses,
right,
which is totally appropriate, with a touch of wild strawberry. And unlike Barolo, this wine is gently tannic. So it's mild fruit flavors center on black currant and a touch of a tarry earthiness. Again, very, very Nebbiolo-like. So at $22, a really nice deal. I really like Barbera d'Alba. And here's one from Ca del Sarto, 2015. It's only $12, which is really
goodness.
Nice. Light to medium bodied. And the fruit is darker and earthier than Beaujolais, which is said to resemble that.
Right. You know?
Still, the wine is very round and soft and very easygoing. Barbera's natural tartness is tamed down here, and the result is delightful cafe wine, aromas of strawberry and roses, flavors of deep plum, sour cherry, and spice. Everybody needs to have a pizza wine that they can go to, so this Barbera d'Alba is a really good one. Nice, nice value. Here's a grape I had never heard of before, Ferrari's Rucche.
Rucche.
Rucche is the grape from Castagnol Monferrato, $20. And this was just kind of an odd but lovable wine. Very obscure grape, uncertain origin, but it fits right into the Piedmont red scheme of things. This is a really fabulous wine, and it's utterly unique. Let's start with the aroma, the smell of sweet lacquer. So there's
okay.
a bit of volatile acidity in all likelihood. And then there's a kind of a creme brulee aroma that's working with, so that really redeems it. But it's unusual. The wine is medium-bodied all the way, with mildly aggressive tannins. The flavors show vibrant exotic fruit, something like bergamot mixed with gin-soaked cherries.
Okay.
So this is just a really tasty, totally unique red wine. Ferrari's Rucche, the Castagnol Monferrato. Finally, I came across a Gavi di Gavi that I really, really loved. This is from Brico di Guasi, is the maker.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular year, in 2015, it was just a Gavi, okay? But this is the Cortese grape. This is Gavi as if it were made by an Alsatian winemaker.
Okay.
It has that crystalline structure, the focused of acidity and flavors, totally smooth, delicious, delicious, classy wine, showing really great winemaking skill. $22, a perfect, perfect Saturday night dinner white. I recommend it very highly. I bought a case of it. So there you go. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.